Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the 9 o'clock edition of the news on this Friday, being brought to you by CBH Co-op, the Smithsonian's Museum on Main Street, in cooperation with the South Dakota Humanities Council. It's presenting Crossroads, Change in Rural America. It's an exhibition examining the evolving landscape of rural America, and it opens at the Sturgis Public Library in just a few days. It'll be on view through April the 30th. With the Sturgis Public Library, we are pleased to welcome in Chris Hahn this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning.
It is fabulous to have you here, and let's of course start with this wonderful program that's coming to the Sturgis Public Library, and of course we'll touch on some other schedules for the Sturgis Public Libraries as well. Now, tell us a little bit about this Crossroads display that is coming to the public library.
Yeah, so the Smithsonian has a series, like you said, called Museum on Main Street. And these are exhibits that go to mainly smaller towns, smaller parts of the country where you don't have a lot of museums, a lot of stuff to see that way. And so the Humanities Council here in South Dakota and the South Dakota Ag Heritage Museum also kind of got together with them and brought this exhibit to South Dakota. It started in Brookings, went to Yankton. It's here now, and it will be in Fort Sisseton after us, and then it goes on someplace else. But it's so it's a set of interactive displays that the Smithsonian puts together, and it's all about how rural America has changed over mainly the past 100 years. So it takes a look at the land, at the people, business, all sorts of kind of every aspect of rural life and where it came from, what it's like now, where it's going. Mm-hmm. So it's really pretty slick.
Indeed. And of course, now I have it here starting March 13th, correct?
So yes,
that's the
first day Monday.
It'll be there.
Yep.
Okay. And you guys will be working on setting. It's something you guys are going to have to work on setting up, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, we've got a crew Sunday. We're going to set up all the exhibits. It came in 16 crates.
Wow.
That they delivered on Wednesday. So, we're kind of excited to get that up and running.
And this is really something for, even if you're not into, agriculture, rural America, this is going to be something that's going to really show some wonderful history about how rural America has and has changed over the past 100 years.
Yeah, definitely. And part of hosting the exhibit is putting together a local component.
Mm-hmm.
So we have at least one thing a week going on that's more local in scope, so people can interact that way and see. And then we also have a photography exhibition we're putting together, a community photo exhibition. So if anybody has photos that have anything to do with rural life, whether it's family photos or photos of your ranch or just whatever you've got, bring them on in and we can display them. And we're having a People's Choice Award. So people that come through can vote, and the winners will get, we have four categories. Each category, if you win, you get a framing package at Sturgis Photo and Gifts.
Fabulous.
That's like a $300 photo package,
right?
Framing package. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Now, this exhibition will be here till April 30th.
April 30th.
So you have time, and people will be able to see it during normal business hours at the public library.
Yes, they will.
All right. Along with that, I know you've got some other things happening at the Sturgis Public Library. So what else do we have coming up for the spring?
Yeah, so part of this Crossroads exhibit, like I said, there's kind of something every week. It starts off Monday. We have an opening reception from 4 to 6. Thursday, I'm talking about the influence of records and radio on music making in the home and how that changed and kind of opened up a whole world, because really for the first time in the 1920s, the whole country could listen to something at the same time, which was, it had never happened in history.
Sure.
And so that's pretty exciting. And how that had effect and how different regional styles started to blend together. And I think that's going to be pretty cool. And then we've got a couple of history at High Noons. One is going to be on how downtown Sturgis has changed. That's at the end of next week. The one in April is going to be about the sale barn. And so they're looking at a history of the sale barn. And so that should be kind of fun. We've got a concert from a group that's based in Lead called Humbletown. And they kind of are Americana, sort of, mandolin, banjo, guitar, that kind of stuff. And they're going to be performing at the community center here in Sturgis on the 25th of March at 7:30. And that's $5 to get in. Everything else is free that we're doing. We're having the Sturgis Brown speech team is coming and talking about kind of their thoughts. What do high school kids think about rural America?
Wow.
Now it's changed.
Sure.
And just a ton of stuff. We're kind of excited. Dave Olilla and Tance Herman are coming to talk about kind of the history of ag production and stuff that's going on now. And they're going to have some demonstrations, and that's on April 12th. And so lots of great things happening.
And you can follow along with the library. I think you guys have a page on the City of Sturgis webpage.
Yes, you can go to the City of Sturgis webpage and get to us. You can also go to our webpage, which is sturgispubliclibrary.blogspot.com, or you can call the library or just stop in. And lots of, we have stuff on Facebook, so lots of opportunities to see what's going on. And
that History at High Noon program is really informational. And you've got some good ones coming up, particularly the history of the Sturgis Sale Barn here, because that goes back many, many, many years.
Yeah, and that's they're putting that together, and I think they're going to be pictures, although it's, you know, when you go online, it's kind of hard to find pictures of the Sale Barn.
It is. It is for some reason.
So we're excited about doing that. And like I said, that's part of the History at High Noon series.
Yep.
The Sturgis Area Arts Council has helped with this exhibit quite a bit, and so so we're excited to have them going on as well. Yeah.
But in the meantime, head on out March 13th, first day, for the Crossroads Change in Rural America display.
Yeah.
That is really something. Yeah. We are very fortunate to be able to get this into Sturgis.
Yes. Yes. We're really lucky. The only West River location in the state. So
that's right. So it's definitely a chance for all of you who can hear our voice who don't live in Sturgis. This is really something you should come in and see.
Oh, yeah. You can spend an hour or two looking at the exhibit at least, and then, have lunch or dinner and make a nice day of it.
Indeed. Chris, quickly, hours at the library. I know you're Monday through Friday, correct?
Monday through Saturday,
Monday
actually.
Through Saturday
we're open
now.
Monday through Thursday, we're open 8 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Okay.
On Friday, we open 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Saturday, we're open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can come in on Saturdays and see it as well.
Fabulous. So come on in. This is going to be really, really neat. We will probably it'll probably be me, since I'm in the news department, come down Monday for the opening.
Oh, great.
We're going to grab some
great
pictures, and we're going to get them online, and we're going to send people down to what's going to be a really cool exhibition down at the public library.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Chris, so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Chris on with the Sturgis Public Library here.